Are you fueled by curiosity? The University of Chicago Booth School of Business is for independent thinkers who question the present in order to shape the future. Forge your own path with a Booth MBA and start at whybooth.com.
America, and this is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
We are live. Patriot Power Hour, episode 21, final show of April 2018. It's April 26th, 2018. Future Dan, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, Ben. Glad to be back.
Yes, sir. April, I've been so busy at work and personal life that April literally was a snap of a finger. So I can't believe we're already this far, a third of the way done with 2018. But here we are, and we're getting into the summer. We got a lot of news to cover tonight. I know that. But I guess to start it off nice and calmly, you got any fun summer vacation plans coming up?
Stay alive and endure as the country spirals towards midterms. My plans are to have the political radio and television tuned down as much as possible.
Okay. I mean, trust us, listeners. We're still going to be in the know. We're still going to be broadcasting live every week here, Patriot Power Hour. But I also feel as if, you know, in July, August, hopefully, knock on wood, nothing absolutely crazy happens. Try to step back, get out into nature, try to disassociate from this stuff, especially on election years. Geez, midterms are just as crazy as presidential, practically. So who knows? Get that rest while you can. I'm going to be going out of town I'm going out of town for work next week, but towards Memorial Day, I'm going to be out on a vacation and, you know, and really enjoy that. And actually, this is a good segue into the first news article of the day. I'm going to be going to South Korea for my friend's wedding right around and just after Memorial Day. And apparently, Kim Jong-un, little fat man, is meeting with the South tomorrow, crossing the DMZ. Is that true, Future Dan? I saw that come across the wire. I've been so busy. But I saw that. That's a breakthrough, isn't it?
There's all kinds of breakthroughs on the Korean Peninsula, potentially. And we don't rate a lot of the news coming out of it on the heat map at all because it's not dangerous, right? You know, it's not in the direction of direct kinetic activity in terms of warfare. So it's all good. Whether the summit happens or not, whether it was real or not, time will tell. But if the president pulls off a summit that has – you know, anything more than avoiding just a diplomatic catastrophe, you could see the Korean Peninsula situation finally cool down. We've carried news on, you know, potential for the Korean War restarting for, you know, constantly. There hasn't been probably a week in the last 2.5 years since we launched Future Danger where there wasn't some kind of news out there that was relatively threatening. But, you know, other than, the annual exercise known as Key Resolve continuing, which always happens this time of year in the peninsula, we have no news to report. And, you know, when the Koreas are talking to each other, it dramatically lowers the potential that, you know, their border guards are shooting at each other, their ships are shooting at each other, which is a good thing.
So a lot of things I've heard is that this is the death rattle of North Korea with all this nuke testing, but in reality, they're about ready to collapse. Essentially, Fat Boy is about to get overthrown and total disarray. So he did that as a last gasp, may have failed, and or, you know, who knows what's really going on with the cloak and dagger and all the crazy stuff that could be occurring. This seems like maybe Trump did have some 4D, 5D, 6D chess going on. Maybe this whole Korea situation has been just a way to get some more military-industrial complex spending all these years. But you got to remember, I mean, it is a legit threat. On the other hand, is Trump working magic here? I don't know. History will be the judge, I suppose. But this is a good sign, knock on wood. I mean, maybe it's a trap, but it seems like it's going in the right direction.
So we've had one government in the history of nuclear weapons give them up, and that was the South African regime. And several republics within the Soviet Union found themselves with nukes when the Soviet Union fell apart, but it was quickly agreed upon that the Russian Federation would take back control of all of those. So, you know, countries like Belarus and Ukraine and the Central Asian republics didn't end up with their own nuke arsenals.
Right.
But for the Koreas, now that the North has nuclear weapons, how do you denuclearize a regime? The South Africans did it voluntarily. They decided there wasn't anything out there that really required them to have them anyways, that their problems in the African continent were, you know, nukes were just an expensive extra thing to have. But as far as a collapse, if North Korea were to ever get very unstable internally, that government couldn't hang on with its 21st century leftover Stalinism, I don't know how it ends with those nukes. But I do know every country around there, including China, has been looking at how to go there immediately and seize control of them if that looked like it was happening. Just because they've shut down, you know, announced they're not making more nuclear weapons doesn't solve the problem with what they, you know, what to do with the, what some estimate as a couple dozen, several dozen, perhaps, weapons. Ultimately, can the president arrive at a deal where we have a stable situation? Perhaps. But how does a country give up its nukes? Well, except for South Africa, it's never happened.
Yeah, it sounds too good to be true on that front, but probably even more basic, just the reunification of the people. I don't know. Maybe the people would reunify quite easily and be extremely happy to do so. On the other hand, I don't see all of a sudden the regime in North Korea, let alone, you know, China, essentially the owner of the puppet state of North Korea, to just let the South take over the North and have all access to the land and resources. I'm sure, you know, South Korea is extremely industrious and could probably expand very rapidly in the North Korea. But I don't think they're just going to let that happen. So we got a long way to go, I think.
Yeah, well, there's news this week of, you know, this Chinese social credit system coming of age and actually being implemented. And what it basically means is people like Ben Cochran under a government like that would not be flying on airplanes. They wouldn't have access to a Blog Talk radio show. and pretty much, you know, an attempt to be made to help you become more impoverished and less heard in your own country. And the Chinese are leading the world in that kind of technology where they can control, you know, that size population. So here's a thought about the Korea Peninsula situation. Perhaps the North has always been a buffer state. It has always been a buffer for Beijing to keep capitalism away from its direct border. Same thing with Vietnam. And as it gains this ability to just maintain control internally, would it necessarily care if the Korean states were unified? I don't know. I don't know in the long run if they need it that way. But I can tell you one thing, that North Korean regime, it has no intention of reunifying. I mean, it achieved nuclear weapons. It probably still harbors hopes of reunifying in the other direction someday.
Exactly. I think it's a ruse potentially, but you know, in reality, they may be in such dire straits that they got to come to the bargaining table. There's potential for that. In other news, before we go to break, you see Cosby's guilty. 30 years in prison, potentially, it looks like, something like that. Crazy stuff, man. Do you ever believe that Mr. Jell-O Pudding, whatever, would be?
Yeah.
Man, that's embarrassing. That's just Dr. crazy. That's just Dr. celebrities, Huxtable. Man. Yeah, Dr. Huxtable, the stand-up comedian, and just unbelievable. It's obviously disgusting stuff, so we won't get too much into the details. But it just shows the Hollywood and that type of ilk. I'm sure they have a higher preponderance of those types of people, at least if only because they got away with it and do get away with it still. But I still, you know, that just is a little peek into the dark side of Hollywood and just celebrity in general. Can you imagine what the billionaires are doing?
Yeah, when I see something like that, and the same was true for O.J. Simpson, the shame that it brings to the black community could have dangerous side effects. Every summer, we're always looking for cities where, you know, the potential for riots, is at least lurking. Some years, like Baltimore or Ferguson, it breaks out. All it takes is some perceived abuse, usually by the police, or actual abuse, often by the police, and you know those cities catch fire. And I worry because, you know, generationally, culturally, Cosby was such a figure, and maybe even the heyday of, you know, when his show was number one for all those years, you know, it was supposed to have been turning a page in the history books on race relations, and for him to go down, it can't be a good thing because there's just right. another, you know, former hero that is, it's not a good thing when he's facing the rest of his life in jail, which is what happened today.
Yeah, it's not like it's going to trigger anything, but just the overall malaise or just bad feelings or just, you know,
sentiment.
Overall breakdown.
Yeah,
sentiment, exactly.
It's a background sentiment that's not a good one.
Yeah, not to say the least.
For anybody.
So. No, not for anybody. All right, looks like we're coming up on the break. Let me give some quick info. First off, we are giving away some crypto and or Bitcoin and or silver. There's six different types of crypto you can get, Bitcoin among them, or some physical silver, whatever you're up for. We'll be giving more info about how to win after the break. And, stick with us. We got some cool sponsors. Check them out.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Welcome back. This is the Patriot Power Hour, Thursday, April 26, 2018, 9 p.m., 9:17 p.m., and this is your Future Danger Heat Map Situational Report. In column one, we have five active indicators, 22 total news story links, and the lowest graded indicator is a yellow mid to low intensity. We got one high intensity. Seems like all the news in the Liberty column is usually just pretty heated and dangerous, but not a lot of links right now. Only five active indicators. Column two, security. We have it 14 active indicators. And Ben, I'll tell you what, we don't usually see this. Of these 14 indicators, most of them carry one or two pieces of news, all rated low. So a lot of low background security news, many situations to keep an eye on, none of them heated tonight. Same goes for column three, economic news. We have eight active indicators with 11 total news stories. All green, folks. All low level. Is it the calm before the storm? One always wonders that, but you got to keep your eye on the early warning indicators on future danger. Again, all green, low intensity, topical information tonight. And column four, the natural news. We have all but one of the eight active indicators. Again, low intensity. One piece of news that hit today. We have mounting evidence that sugar being put in our children's food is dumbing our children down. Other than that, we got asteroid news, we got drought news, we got volcano news, we got virus news, all flooding news, all low level, all low level. So an overall view of the heat map tonight, April 26th, Thursday, relatively low intensity news. Here's some of our headlines. In our judicial suspicions of our federal judicial system to include officers of the court who are federal prosecutors at the highest levels of the DOJ, continuing scandalous news, FBI agent who leaked under Comey and McCabe, two people Patriot Power Hour listeners are well aware of, an FBI agent who worked for those guys is going to prison this week. Those guys aren't going anywhere near prison this week. Somebody who worked for them did. Some low-level FBI agent who just apparently wasn't connected properly. And attempts by the previous president's Department of Justice to influence all the investigations prior to the 2016 election are being exposed by the McCabe probe. So we expect this indicator to skyrocket in coming weeks. It's just a matter of time before there's more, you know, gravely damaging news to our trust in our judicial system at the federal executive branch level. In other Liberty news, police are testing a controversial portable DNA machine. Pretty soon they'll be able to have that in a van at a major event. Just start ringing up everybody's DNA. Tell you have to give it up, and there you go. We got news being censored. It never stops. Research shows Google search manipulations tried to rig the election for Clinton. Not exactly a news flash, just more evidence of the censorship that's going on. And finally, in life, liberty, or property being deprived without due process, we're talking Fifth Amendment rights. Chicago is trying to pay down its debt by impounding innocent people's cars. Great article there on how just simply the city of Chicago is grabbing cars and ransoming back to their citizens. That can't be good for a major American city. In column two, security, again, all low-level news. We got minor news with war potential with China, Russia, and Israeli-Iranian war potentially starting. Shia-Sunni, that's Iran and Saudi Arabia going at it. We got Yemen, still a major fight going on. And plenty of other minor pieces of news showing us that we never really should take our eyes off the news for long. It could heat up again. Economic news, I'll leave that for my partner, Mr. Cochran, to get into. Not a lot heated going on there. And again, in natural news, we got a new study warning processed sugar consumption may be dumbing down younger children. If you got kids and you're listening, keep them away from that food as much as you can. You're making their lives longer and better. Over to you, Ben.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. Great rundown on the news. I will get to some of the economic news. I wanted to, first and foremost, though, get to the contest and give out the number 619-789-6804. We have a couple people on the line right now, so press 1 if you are on. We'll get you on air. We actually had a few people on. One dropped off. Get back on if you're able, if you're hearing this. I know we went to commercial, but call back in 619-789-6804. Hopefully we'll get some brave souls to get on air. Press 1 once you call in, 619-789-6804. First caller, get on the air. Guess what you're going to get? Your choice of crypto. That could be Bitcoin. That could be Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Litecoin. Those are the ones I deal with personally. I will give you 20 U.S. Federal Reserve notes worth, or 1 ounce of physical silver shipped anywhere in continental United States. If you're outside the continental United States, we can figure something else out. And maybe, you know, what else could we say? Future Dan, let's get some interaction here. Oh, by the way, one last thing before I get into the economic news, really. If you're listening on archive, the first person to write in, and we got a winner last week, but I'm giving this a whole new contest. I'm doing this almost every single week. Not every episode, but most episodes, you can write in. So the first person to write in to Future Dan or myself, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters Cochran, you will also win either $20 worth of crypto, your choice, or 1 ounce physical silver shipped to you anywhere. Let's get to that.
So, Ben, I don't know what the silver did in the last 7 days, but if you had called in last week and picked up your prize of crypto, you'd be up 9.2% in the past week. If it was Bitcoin, if you chose Bitcoin, Bitcoin's 92.87 tonight, and probably the strongest week of the year when you measure from Patriot Power Hour episode to episode.
Yeah, actually, it's a perfect segue. Got me focused back on track before I went into just that regular economic news. Brian from St. Louis, winner last week. He wrote in and said he selected regular old Bitcoin, but he did ask, do you prefer Bitcoin or the altcoins? And my response, I will give it right now, I suppose. I like both of them. So you got to diversify. Personally, if it's your first foray into crypto, I would definitely start with Bitcoin just as your foundation, but then definitely try out a few different types. You don't have to just do the ones that I, you know, check out the ones that I just mentioned, Ethereum, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash. Those are pretty basic. There are a lot of interesting ones out there, and a lot of them could definitely crash to zero. But that's my answer, Brian, and I will be getting that Bitcoin on over to you. And there we go. All right. Future Dan, aren't you happy? We got a freaking contest winner for season three. The first one, Brian. Let's get a couple more. I want to give some stuff away.
Yeah. Congratulations to Brian. And he is up. Well, I don't know when he got his award, but he ought to take it quick because looks like crypto is coming out of its winter bear market and at least showing some life.
Good point. He did hit me up a couple days ago, so it was late after the show, so I've not sent it to him yet. So I will give him what it was at $20 worth of Bitcoin as of last Thursday night. So he will be up. So I'll give him a little bit extra, to be fair. So that's how I will timestamp future. So if it goes down, I'll give you more. If it goes up, I'll stick to the original one. So you win either way here on Patriot Power Hour.
Yeah, and we start seeing these cryptos start swinging massively, and it's not a 9% gain in a week. It's a 75% gain or something crazy like that. You may want to rethink our gift policy, but our prize policy.
Oh yeah,
but
it may $20.
it may return to at the time that you claim it, right?
Well, I'm leaving it at $20 each episode. If it doubles over 1 week, I will give you, $40 worth, essentially. But I'm not going to go, all the way back. Not too. Come on, guys. I'm giving away free stuff. Yeah, I'm not going to give you
entire
farm if somehow I get rich off of it.
So are you seeing new economic news that concerns you? I mean, treasury rates, 10-year and 5-year, were – pretty high. They're a little high this week, but I'm still carrying it as low grade news when 10 years hit a peak of 4 years. We got archives. We watched this. These things do hit 4 or 3 or 4 year highs every now and again. What is in the economic realm that is raising your eyebrows this week? If anything, is anything concerning you?
A lot of things concerning me, but it's all a slow burn. Everything's getting a little worse every day as the numbers tick off, with whether it's the debt, the deficit, whether it's the amount of consumer debt that is seeing higher interest rates. And we've talked about it many times in recent shows with LIBOR, that a lot of credit cards are tied to credit card rates or credit card balances at all-time highs. Auto loans, all-time highs. Student loans, all-time highs, like fivefold compared to where it was a decade ago. Look, if interest rates even – we're like right at the precipice, in my opinion, where if interest rates go up any more from here, we're really going to see massive pain. We've kind of – we had a little slack in the line, but now the line is quite taut, and it's about to snap if – interest rates do go up. And in my opinion, if the banksters let interest rates go up and they are looking for a crash in the economy, maybe coupled with terror attacks, war, who knows with the midterms coming up, lots of stuff on the horizon. But like you said, right now, it's maybe calm before the storm, or maybe they're just staging things.
Yeah, that's the whole scenario we talked about before on Patriot Power Hour about Trump getting hoovered, right? And it's almost like, George W. Bush got hoovered, but they hoovered him right at the end of his term so that, it was quite obvious that his party wasn't going to hold You know, McCain never had a shot.
Only as a bounce for Obama. Okay, that was the only reason, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and so can if Trump's going to get – let's think about this. Let's do, you know, we'll explore this a little bit.
Experiment.
It's been out there for a while that you know, the banksters have that kind of power, you know, and these unelected central banks can just, you know, play around with their quasi-economic science, you know, justifications. There's nothing to it besides politics when you get into it, but they
right.
make it sound like it's, you know, it has this monetary – sheen of impartial science to it. And when the reality is, you know, there's lots of powerful interests that can force, you know, the central banks to go ahead and do things, you know. And I'm talking in terms of if you're not a subscriber of, you know, there's a new world order that has all this locked in. So if they're going to Hoover Trump, and they already decided they're going to do it, when would be the right time to do it to him? Right before the midterm, after the midterm, and before he can get a second term?
That's what I would think. Right around Labor Day, right when, you know, a lot of crashes happen, September, October, especially on the election year. So that would be a start, and maybe continue on all the way through 2020. All right, folks.
We'll be right back, folks.
We'll be right back. Here's the music, folks. Stick with us. Patriot Power Hour.
Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
It's over, Johnny. It's over!
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off! It wasn't my war! You asked me, I didn't ask you! And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win! And I come back to the world, and I see all those maggots at the airport, protesting me, spitting, calling me baby killer and all kinds of vile crap. Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they?
Dad, no one wants to hear your stupid Vietnam story.
Are you tired of Mom?
Hi, Angel. Do you want to read a book or go outside?
No!
In a time.
The arcade comes to your living room, only without the creepy guys offering to show you puppies.
Awesome!
City Genitron, you can play video games just like you were in the arcade.
Excellent!
The Genitron gaming system plays three exciting games, including Defender of the Faith, where you save the green dots with your fantastic flying red square.
Cool!
Monkey's Paradise, where you swing from green dot to green dot with your red square monkey.
That's red!
And Penetrator, where you smash the green dots deep inside the mysterious red square.
Wow!
The Degenitron brings arcade realism to your living room. It can even take quarters, and a strange, sweaty man comes by to empty the machine on Friday.
Degenitron,
fighting the evil of boredom.
I'll never go to school again, Degenitron.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Ben Breaker of Banksters with
my other co-host, Teacher Dan, and really, you know, this is a 50-50 joint venture, so co-host, that's fair enough, right? Teacher Dan, you there?
Yeah, I agree. Oh. Yeah, it's a mutually assured success or destruction, one of the two.
Exactly. And we are heading in the right direction. I think season 3, episode 21, Patriot Power Hour. We have a little bit of fun here. We also get into a lot of serious topics. You know, I will go on a quick plug. Not only do we have the Patriot Power Hour every week here on Patriot Broadcast Network, we had a couple other shows as well, including Organic Frequency Radio, which gets all into the different whether it's GMO, vaccine, organic food, the big agri, big pharma complex, they really focus on that as well as the family unit, whether it's homeschooling, whether it's just supplemental education, even if you do send your kids to public school. So check that out on Patriot Broadcasting Network. And if anybody else out there is interested in having a radio show, reach out to me, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters Cochran. A couple ways. DethroneTheBanksters@gmail.com, probably the best way. DethroneTheBanksters@gmail.com. And Twitter, BanksterBreaker. Hit me up on Twitter, BanksterBreaker. Hit me up. We got very cheap rates, trust me. You can get your own radio show quite cheap and easy to use here on Patriot Broadcasting Network. So check it out, man.
Absolutely. Love to add to the folks. And there's no, you know, orthodoxy of thought control here. I mean, if you're not a statist, you're not a, you know, a petty tyrant, you're not, you know, hammer it from that direction, you're welcome on the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Absolutely. Liberty, freedom, being informed and making your own choices and being responsible for your own self. That's what they're all about. That's what we're all about. And we don't need, like you said, the nanny state or even nanny mega corporations taking care of us. They usually don't have our best interests at heart, let alone the fact they're incompetent, even if they were trying hard. So, yeah, that's a little plug for the station. We do have some more news going on, but I wanted to pick your brain, Mr. Future Dan. What do you think so far, now that we're essentially done with 4 out of the 12 months, 1/3 of the year, in your opinion, on FutureDanger.com, and maybe you even have metrics to back this up, what has been the most important or most even viewed story or link? And I know I'm putting you on the spot, but what has been the biggest story of the year so far at FutureDanger.com?
Yeah, I don't know. There's the heat map, and a lot of people know this, and I did a lot of radio shows early when the launch of the website launched, and I explained it, but perhaps now is a good time to explain it too. When you see the vertical rank of an indicator, it travels on the heat map day to day, hour to hour, and that's based upon three factors: how recent the news is, how intense or threatening the news is, how highly graded it is, and then the final piece, which people may not understand, is that we have algorithms that calculate in the interest it attracts, right? Right. And those three factors, are, combined in a score that allows it to be, higher or lower on the heat map, right? And that's why you'll see some lower graded news higher. It's because it's more recent.
Okay.
And you'll see some news stories that stay right at the top when they're lower graded, and that's also because they're getting a lot of clicks. And the types of things that will, start to get something in a lot of views on Future Danger will be, indicators that get several related news stories. So it's hard to answer your question, Ben, because it's not any one story, but certain indicators are going to be pulling a lot of interest all the time. News censorship, the outrageous things that come across there are constantly getting high clicks. And the whole FBI DOJ thing in 2018 so far is one shoe's already hit the floor. There's several others. It's going to be a mockery of any of these federal laws if people aren't indicted soon. And it very well might not happen. So, I'd have to say those types of things are week to week high attention pieces of news that just never seem to go away.
Right, grinding it out, not the flavor of the day, but that's actually exactly while you were talking, I was like, which one have I seen the most of? Which one has impacted the most? What has Future Danger specifically been indicating more than anything at a high level? And it was, as you said, it was the destruction of the justice system, it's the FBI, it's all of it, not just one story. Not even one indicator necessarily, three or four indicators. So that's what's really cool about Future Danger is the aggregation and going back to the archives too. So, all right, man, you answered that quite well.
Yeah. And if it doesn't attract as much attention from Future Danger users, the click count isn't as high. But we're seeing things with the Israelis striking and killing Revolutionary Guards in Syria. That's somewhat unprecedented. And Iran's a big country. Israel is geographically small, but a superpower in military technology and training. I mean, their forces are just superior. So, if those two take it much further than it's been, that's all we'll be talking about for months because the bloodletting would spiral out of control. So, the Middle East, something kicking off there is just it's always a concern.
Definitely. Now that place, like you said, it may be green, but if you look at the long-term trend, it's been getting worse and worse, in my opinion, waiting for something to pop off. It's almost like it's been too long since there's been a major conflict or incident. I mean, you got Syria, of course, and ISIS going on, but you know what I mean, in terms of especially Israel taking out a neighbor or Iran in general. So that is something to keep the lookout for. And people say black swan. Well, there's so many gray swans that we can't identify, and any one of them could just blow up literally and figuratively a lot of stuff. And it's just a matter of time till some of these things go off. And I focus on economics myself. The interest rates and the bond markets, et cetera, is just one of those gray swans that everyone knows is dangerous, but no one's really expecting it to blow up. Well, it's going to happen sometime. Just when is the question.
Yeah, and in the previous segment, the concept of if these things are able to be controlled and directed against this insurgent presidency. I mean, Trump is like a guy who's in a circular fist fight with 10 people all the time, and he's getting bum rushed from and taking a beating, but frequently he's given as good as he gets in several places, but the man's in a nonstop fight with from so many directions. And if one of those directions is the bankster, the bank cartels, the 1% of the 1% who can throw money around or take a run at the British pound like George Soros got super wealthy and famous for doing. If they're going to hoover him, meaning the president of the United States, who was the president when the 29 stock market crash happened, if he was going to be hoovered, as in a verb, like it's going to be done to him, then he'll go down to history as the next, you know, Hoover. When would the, there seems to me that there's windows of opportunity for that, and one of them opens up in this July through October. And then if
right.
no matter how the midterms happen, that new Congress coming in, would they be handed a calamity? Would they be told you got to do an impeachment because, you know, for multiple things, and plus the economy is people are panicking? That would be a zone where we should watch. We always watch for the crashes in the early fall. Everybody seems to have that gut feeling that after the summer, you know, those financial markets, the stock markets, equities, the bonds, you know, things can go sideways. They did in 2008. We all know it. When would the next Hoover window be? If the Republicans survive in power in the House and Trump keeps marching on, then again, we're looking at it, you know, somewhere in early 2020, right during the primary season, hang it on his neck and let it get awful so that by, you know, the second Tuesday in November of 2020, you know, he's obviously not going to win. Those are the two Hoover windows, and it would be interesting to keep a close eye on economic news to see what direction that might be headed in.
Definitely. I mean, when you think about it, even if you agree with Trump, you don't agree with Trump, you got to understand the establishment, quote unquote, for the most part, hates him. He's fighting him at every turn. He may not be great, but they're just as bad or worse trying to take him out. And, you know, what do you expect? But for them to try to play dirty. And also they know that they're ticking time bomb, this little charade that they've been doing for more than essentially 10 years coming up. Bear Stearns, actually, it's been more than 10 years. Bear Stearns coming up on 10 years on Lehman Brothers and TARP and all that stuff. They know that that is going to explode sometime. They don't want it to happen on their watch. They definitely want to take it out. So I think what you're saying here about this window opening up this summer is something to look into as well. So, all right, folks. Well, we'll have one more segment. We got commercials coming up. We will be back. Got a little bit of listener mail to answer as well. And a little bit more news. So stick with us. Patriot Power Hour. We'll be back.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Bill. Deliver these good and fervent folk to the polls on a regular basis, and there'll be a handsome price for each vote goes Tammany's way.
My father gave his life making this country what it is. Murdered by the British with all of his men on the 25th of July, Anno Domini 1814. You think I'm gonna help you befoul his legacy? Like giving this country over to them what's had no hand in the fighting for it? Why, because they come off a boat crawling with lice and begging you for soup?
And we are back, episode 21 of the Patriot Power Hour, April 26th, Thursday night, 9 to 10 o'clock, live on the archives on Future Danger, column 3, all Patriot Power show archives, warehouse right there, downloadable for your convenience. And during that break, a little clip from Gangs of New York, and that was an American patriot, none too happy about rampant immigration over 100 years ago. And today, you know, we got a never-ending stream of news about how apparently the executive officer of the United States of America isn't in charge of the immigration policy of the United States of America. A federal judge has ruled that the office of president shall accept illegal aliens request to be shielded from deportation, the DACA program, for 90 more days. Some judge somewhere just basically ordered the President of the United States to continue a program that was an entire policy choice by his predecessor. Amazing.
Huh.
Amazing, yeah. Days that we live in. It won't stand up. It'll make it to the Supreme Court and someone will achieve some sanity, but that's what we got in, you know, in the federal courts around the country in 2018, Ben. Seems highly politicized, which is a dangerous situation.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They're not. I mean, I'm sure a lot of these people are intelligent. And maybe a lot of them are even trying to do the right thing. They may have a twisted version of that. But still, you know, it's not a meritocracy where the best, brightest, and trying to do the absolute best for the country and the people are making it to the top in really any part of government or society, to be honest. So, yeah, there's a lot of leftovers from previous administrations that are just going to continue to linger and cause havoc. And, yeah, good luck.
Yeah, I don't think this is the role envisioned by the founders for the judiciary, and the solution is completely constitutional. It's completely within our power, which is to elect the House of Representatives and a large enough portion of new senators to go in there and just wipe out federal courts, just eliminate them, just reduce them in capacity, and so much of this could revert to the states. So
right.
Much of the law enforcement and the judicial system could return to the 50 fully capable. Every single state in the United States is fully capable of actually operating as an independent sovereign country. You know, every one of our 50 states could govern themselves better than a vast majority of the rest of the world. So, you know, and maybe we could, you know, pick on Indiana or something as a state that couldn't manage it, but the rest of them probably could. No, I'm just kidding. That's the state where my co-host is from, so it was easy target. But for all our Indiana listeners, of course, it doesn't mean a thing. Probably is a state that, you know, California, maybe a little suspect if it were to be its own independent country. But, you know, there is a constitutional remedy for that, and you could just wipe out those judgeships. Just stop paying for them, you know, absolve them.
Right. Continue with – they will obviously not absolve in the Supreme Court or the entire, you know, judicial branch. Still have the checks and balances, the triangles, so to speak. But absolutely, reducing the federal and letting the states have it. And if they can't – if they can't right now sustain themselves, then offering them more and more federal subsidies – or, you know, more and more federal taxes to kind of take the place of the states that might be failing. Now, that actually exacerbates. It's called codependency. And, you know, the founders, like you said, they would be looking for, even though they didn't have 50 states, obviously, they also had horse and buggy. So one state was pretty gosh darn large back in the day, if you know what I mean, because it took days to get across, even some of the smallest states, right? So, look, I mean, each state is supposed to be essentially an independent country. We do are united and can have a united front with the world, especially foreign trade, etc. But we're supposed to be a loose collection, but mostly governed at the state. So I absolutely agree.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, that power is in Congress, and you never hear anybody run on it. You never hear anybody talk about it. If you can't control the courts – by the sophistry that they use. How does a judge arrive at the decision that the current president of the United States has to continue a program that is basically a choice not to enforce federal law against a class of people, and a federal judge finds a way to contort the law so that it orders the president who ran against that, clearly to the world, ran against it, to continue it? How does a superpower nation in the 21st century get saddled by numbnuts in black robes that can come up with that? And the answer is, we're not. We just, our elected officials could, wipe out that, wipe that guy's circuit out and six more like it. And it would backlog the federal system. Sure. But, perhaps we should be looking at, tons of federal laws that could get repealed and turned over to the states to, just enforce themselves. Our states are very good at enforcing law. There's a lot of people in state prisons. There's no real question whether any one of our states can enforce its own laws. I think they're pretty good at it.
Yeah, especially the drug war, right? So there's some right for you. Maybe just repeal some of those laws overall, but yeah, return some of them to the state as well. And you nor I are anarchists by any means. I might slant a little bit more towards there than you, perhaps, but absolutely need rule of law to some degree. But yeah, even the founding fathers admitted, a lot of them, that what they were putting together was still probably too authoritarian, but there's also reality. Okay, humans are pretty messed up people. We need a little bit of authority, and I hate to say that, but it's kind of true.
Oh, there's a major segment of society who doesn't care about your life or property. And without a rule of law, you're not going to have either one. And if you don't think that's true, go to Somalia.
That's a good one, man. That never gets old. It's true. Go move to Somalia, or even just go there, or even just research it, man. Absolutely. And, well, hey, one of the big defenders, yeah, it's supposed to, the government is supposed to sort of protect you. Not really. It's supposed to be your own self. And I can segue easily into the Second Amendment rant, but we're running out of time here, Future Dan. I did want to get to another one of our listeners, XC55 on Twitter. He said, "What got you guys into the radio business?" And first and foremost, it ain't too much of a business. We both have day jobs, for sure. But I personally got into this a few years ago on a different radio station and just progressed and enjoyed it more and more. My man, Future Dan, ended up having him on as a guest a few times, and we were just like, heck, why don't we just start a show and it evolved into a station? And that's pretty much how I got into radio. I know you got into radio, or maybe separately from me, but about the same time, promoting your show, and maybe even before then. How did you get into radio?
Well, a lot of the original podcast, amateur, underground radio type things I did were all based upon just having an opportunity to talk to people about Future Danger. And over time, I got invited to be a guest on other people's shows, because running Future Danger means being aware of, exactly where we are with certain classes of news. And, so when it comes to radio, a radio show like Patriot Power Hour is a little different, because we're not talking about the same thing Sean Hannity is talking about in the same hour. And we aren't ever going to do that. We don't need, the talking head debate of polemical, issues. We created Patriot Power Hour because we want to talk about news with a different perspective, a more, step back and look at, hey, these things are dangerous, regardless of how it's going to break politically in the short run. When certain milestones occur, we should stop and think about them as, just common guys that are American citizens. That's why I want to be doing this show. That's why I'm here every Thursday night, with the exception of next Thursday. Where are you going, Ben? We're going to need to take a break.
We are going to be off next week, folks. I am going to the true heart of the Bagsters, London, the city of London itself. I'll be in
Are they
going to
let you in the country?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know.
You might get turned around in Heathrow.
My reservation's solid, but you never know if I'll get through customs at Heathrow. I am going through Heathrow's from Dulles to Heathrow, the direct flight from the land of D.C. to there. So I didn't really thought of that.
Start screaming about how the Magna Carta is dead if they try to make you get back on the plane to D.C.
There you go. I like that because that's something we can at least unite with our people here in North America. But, you know, I guess one time I did say that, you know, I wished very, very bad things upon the royal family and, you know, people who get all up in arms about defending the queen or any of that makes me sick. So maybe that will come back to haunt me in the customs line. So, thanks. I'm giving them ideas. They might be listening.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe we need a whole dedicated episode to discussing, you know, the current threats from Islamic Jihad, which I believe is a real thing, even though it's easy to see when instances of jihad are controlled by other sources for ulterior motives, there's still jihad. And Europe is still being overrun by it. And I do know if you try to enter England and have any kind of public profile where you've spoken against their borderless, inundation of their nations with foreigners, you are setting yourself up to not have a visa to visit those countries. So, let's see if we can aim to have a trip to England by Ben next, maybe later episode. You know, in the episode 30s to 40 range, the next time you go back to England, let's make sure we have a solid Patriot Power Hour that criticizes both the British government and their immigration policies. See if we can't get you bounced out of Heathrow next time.
Absolutely. Well, knock on wood. I know that London is having its highest murder rate pretty much since like the 1800s or like Jack the Ripper time or something, because a lot of slashing, stabbing, rapes, assaults. A lot of them are immigrants. What can you say? I'm sure there's a lot of great immigrants. You and I, we both love immigrants, literally and figuratively, but also letting unlimited males, especially in the 15 to 25 range, come with, and you can put them on welfare. Very dangerous. And think things are bad here in America with immigration. Look there. It's probably the worst.
No country, regardless of the race or religion of the newcomers, has ever let massive amounts of military-age males with no intention of assimilating into their country and continue to be a country.
Crazy.
Let's
hope
England
figures
that out pretty soon.
We are out of here. We're out of time. We'll be back not next week, but the week after. But check out our archives while you're at it, while we're out of town. We got lots of great shows up. Go to blogtalkradio.com/ Patriot Broadcasting Network. Check out our show. Check out the other two shows we got on the network. Again, blogtalkradio.com/ Patriot Broadcasting Network. Future Dan, I'll talk to you here in a couple weeks. Wish me luck.
Great show. Have a great trip, Ben.
All right. Thanks a lot, listeners. Catch you later.
listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan's stock has lost half its value. It's down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, are you there?
Mark.
Also, Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would have
collapsed. They
knew. Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
Party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by Ready Made Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Are you fueled by curiosity? The University of Chicago Booth School of Business is for those who question the present in order to shape the future. Forge your own path with a Booth MBA and start at ybooth.com. Are you fueled by curiosity? The University of Chicago Booth School of Business is for those who question the present in order to shape the future. Forge your own path with a Booth MBA and start at ybooth.com.